Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, it's good to have Max and Sherry Greiner here again this week. And Max, I got a question for you. Why share amazing modern-day stories?
Well, Roy, not many of the radio shows or even people talk about modern-day miracles. We're pretty happy talking about stuff 2,000, 3,000 years ago. But there's not many people witnessing current modern-day miracles. And since we have current modern-day problems, we need modern-day miracles. And so we do this show to encourage people to reach out to our God who is alive today. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he's still intervening. And so that's what we wanted people to know by sharing God, the Bible, the New Testament says, share your testimony. We defeat the works of Satan. And so what we're trying to share is modern-day story so people can know that what he did for us, he can do for you.
You know, it's funny you say that because you're right. People accept the fact that miracles happened 2,000 years ago, but when I talk to them a little bit about the cross and I explain to them what's going up there,
it scares them. Yeah,
because
sure.
It's like happened today. Oh, that can't happen. Yeah, sure it can. The same guy that brought you the miracles 2,000 years ago, he's still around.
Exactly.
Well, listen, every week you have a miracle of the week, and I love hearing about this. Tell us about our miracle of the week.
Okay, well, we had a lot of different miracles. We literally had hundreds of miracles at the dedication of the garden that occurred on September 13th, 2015, and we had all kinds of them, supernatural signs and wonders. But we had a really neat healing miracle, and I'll just share it real quickly, but Dr. Bill Morrill and his wife Freddie came up from Corpus Christi, and he heard our testimony. Heard me pray for the healing, and I came over to where he was sitting later, and he said, Max, I got healed. And I said, well, what are you talking about? He said, well, I heard the voice of God say, Bill, raise your arm. and he had hurt his arm apparently pretty severely, and he couldn't lift his arm up, and he was in a lot of pain. So anyway, so God says, Bill, raise your arm, and still small voice. Bill says, oh, Lord, it hurts. I can't. And he says, Bill, raise your arm. And he goes, tries again. And he said, oh, God, I can't. It hurts. And God says, Bill, raise your arm. So he threw his arm up into the air and was instantly healed of the pain and got full movement. And I got a great picture of him with his arm over his head. And the Holy Spirit was telling him to take that action. And sometimes you have to take a step of faith to see God do the miracle. You know, when Peter told, or Jesus told Peter, get out of the boat. Jesus didn't suck him out of the boat like a giant vacuum cleaner. Peter had to take that step of faith and climb out of the side of the boat. And same with Bill. God wanted Bill to raise his arm and trust God, and he was healed right on the spot.
Wow. Well, listen, we got some another special person with us this week, and I know he's been a help to you and Sherry and working on the cross. Why don't you bring him on?
Yeah, this is our good friend Jeff Anderson. And Jeff and Barbara Anderson, we met a few years ago, and they were attracted to the cross because of the Holy Spirit, and we got to meet him, and they've been really good friends ever since. But I wanted Jeff because of his expertise in the business world, and he's also a former pastor and is a great organizer, to help us with these big projects, these big events we put on, and that's kind of his specialty. And so that's where God's really gifted Jeff. Plus, he's quite fluent in all those electronic little tablet things. That's where one of my gifts kind of runs out right there. So he's able to do a lot of stuff, and we're just so grateful that God told him and Barbara that they were supposed to help us. So they are lead to Serve Kerrville, an organization in Kerrville, a nonprofit that comes alongside Christian ministries to help them do what God's called them to do. And thankfully, Barbara and Jeff came alongside and says, we want to help you put this on. And so they literally took care of a whole lot of the hardest things, recruiting, training, volunteers, the parking, the music, a whole bunch of stuff, the shuttles. And we just couldn't have done this without Jeff. And so I just wanted him to come today and kind of share why and how he did that.
Jeff, welcome to the show. Oh. And the question I have is, you really think that God called you to the Coming King Foundation?
Absolutely. It's a funny story, but I was actually having a debate where I thought I was to influence one of my board members, who was a very evangelistic about the importance of discipleship and transformation in lives. And after he left and I was just reflecting on our conversation, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, you know, you can't have discipleship and transformation without the love of Jesus Christ. And I thought, okay, well, what do I do now, Lord? And he says, find out where I'm at work. And so I began really seriously to pray, Barbara and I did, where the Lord was working in the Hill Country. And we could think of no place where there was more activity than at the Empty Cross. And it was at that point we said, we're not giving up on discipleship and transformation, but we've got to focus on the evangelism too, and we've got to support what perhaps is the greatest evangelistic place that I know of in this state.
Right. It is, and maybe the country and maybe the world.
Yeah, possibly.
But, tell us about Serve Kerrville.
Well, you know, I'd like to tell you, Serve Kerrville, by the way, is the first letters of servant and service are S-E-R-V. And so that's where serve comes from, is because we're servants. We've got servants' hearts. And our practice or what we do in ministry is about serving. We serve other organizations and helping them to mobilize their ministries to bring what we call bringing faith into action. We also, Roy, have a couple of other outreaches that we do. One is a literacy outreach in the Kerr County area. To assist families that with library scholarships. And the second is about to emerge this year. We actually hope to do it across the Hill Country and San Antonio. It's an area called Freedom Loans. And we're going to provide a way to rescue people that are trapped in payday lending issues.
And that is a big deal.
And it's about 5% or more of all the people that are listening and are in the listening area. And so it's a big area, and we're thankful that the Lord has opened pathways for us to be able to do that. But what we really enjoy doing, because it brings us in touch with others who said, you know, our faith expands when we're at work, when we join God in what He's doing, and we really enjoy particularly working with Him at the cross. So mobilizing volunteers to work at the cross is our great love.
Well, I can tell you just from my perspective of watching all that unfold and happen, and it looked like a Swiss watch, just click, 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 click. So I'm sure there were some imperfections, but it was unbelievable to be able to watch all that and to see all those people put all that energy everybody was friendly and caring and loving, and it just made all the difference in the world, because this was the best thing you can do is to put out that hand of friendship and be kind when people come see you. Be good host.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, all of your people were like that, and it was great, great deal that you put together.
That's what they – I mean, that's really – it's their hearts for loving what they do. Mm-hmm. Their experience when they get involved with the guest and they get in communication with them, when they're praying with them, when they're encouraging the guest mm-hmm. – that really brings them back. And we have a tremendous amount of repeat desire for those to come back and be drivers, to help move the shuttles, to be parkers.
Commitment.
You know,
they all have
and
commitment.
I would think these are all jobs that people really would probably think are last and least. But they're frankly jobs that people gain a great deal from. You know, Roy, we've experienced two things in working at the cross. And there are two things I look forward to in every one of these adventures that we do. One is that we know if we plan and do what He's given us gifts to do, that we'll actually see His authority. In other words, we'll see what God can do to a plan when it's magnified with His power. And so it's fun to see a plan executed.
And you were able to see that happen.
Yeah. But the other part of it is that we also know that we're going to fumble. We're going to miss opportunities, or something unusual is going to occur, and I like to say that's the Lord's inheritance. We get to experience an inheritance, something we didn't deserve, but something we get to see in action.
Now, you had about 1,500 people on the mountain. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And that was, I guess, one of your biggest crowds, huh?
Well, that was the Cross's crowd. The Cross draws the people. We are there to serve, and whether it's a few or it's many, our people delight in the opportunity to serve. It's a little crazier when there's that many people and that many moving pieces.
What's some of the comments that you heard from the guests and the volunteers?
Well, the of course, the guests are enamored. They were enamored with the testimonies, with almost so many different aspects of the programming. The greatest comment we hear from our volunteers is how much they enjoy their experiences with the people that come. They enjoy being part of the visitor experience. And what I think we all take away from it, really, though, are when we see God at work. And I had a Thursday, we were setting up chairs. And I had a group coming out to help me with 1,000 mm-hmm. chairs. But we'd never set up 1,000 chairs. We didn't quite know how that we'd never set them up in a way that we'd planned. And so there had to be some thinking through on the ground. And about 30 minutes into it, I said, you know, I should have had one more person with me. At about that very moment, as I'm thinking that, a lady from Fredericksburg walks up. Hi, I'm Lori. Yes. Well, you know what? I was praying this morning. The Lord said to come up here. I need to come up here and volunteer. Am I supposed to talk to you? And I said, well, Lori, do you want to help with chairs? She says, no, I think He told me to come up here and do some gardening. And I said, well, we're working on chairs right now. She says, well, let me help you. And that's exactly, I mean, I could tell you countless times on this event and others, it's always what happens. He sends angels that somehow He's spoken to intercede at the right moment. And I walk away from that so rich, to be so thankful that the Lord would think.
Be part of that.
Yeah.
Listen, you could be retired right now very easily, but you're working really hard. Why do this?
Well, I actually, when I left the business world, I had the opportunity to retire and lived on a beach in California over, you know, with great waves and spent every day on the beach and other activities, and I had a great life. But you know what? My spiritual life began to just as my life slowed down, so did my spiritual life. Roy, Barbara and I want more of Jesus. You can't get more of Jesus unless
being at that cross, I'm going to tell you.
And the cross, and you have to join Him where He's at work. And if you're not working, you're dying. And so what I just would encourage all the listeners to do is reflect wherever you see Jesus at work, wherever you see the Lord working around you, is an opportunity to get engaged, and he will reward you when you do that.
Speaking of that, do you have any advice for the folks that are listening right now?
Well, let me just say that first, when you've received Jesus, the very next and most important thing to do is to pray for all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Because it's not only in recognizing all of those spiritual gifts, but also the vocational aspects of those gifts that he gives you. I know that I found that my greatest gifts are administration and leadership and faith, and the activities we do give us an opportunity to use those gifts. But listen to the Holy Spirit. Pray to see where God's at work around you. Proactively join God when you find him at work. And then realize you're going to now love others. You're going to have an opportunity to love on others as Jesus would do. And that gives you something else that I think is the final resting piece, and that is to worship the Lord more every day. The more you worship him, the more you fall in love with him. And the more you fall in love with him, the more you want to serve.
Now, if somebody's listening right now, how can they learn more about Serve Kerrville? That's S-E-R-V, Kerrville.
.com. Go on our website. You'll see what we do in programming. It's also jeff@servekerrville.com, jeff@servekerrville.com. I'm telling me you're interested. We'll plug you in not only to our ministry or the cross, but we'll help you find another place to plug in. We want everybody to understand the joy and the experience of serving.
Max?
I just echo what Jeff said and, you know, what he explained. If you do what he just said, you get to be in your destiny and God's destiny for you. And that's really, it's as simple as that. If you'll ask God what he wants you to do, look around and see what God's doing, jump in the middle of that. And not every religious thing God's in. I mean, there's a lot of religious stuff going on that's just committees. But it's literally those things that God is in, that's where you want to be. And if you do that, then you'll be fulfilled.
we were looking at Sherry to see if she had anything to say. So like,
she's shaking her head. No, that's right.
Well, this has been a great experience being able to have you here this morning, Jeff Anderson. And Max, I think it's really special that Jeff is another example of the
answered
quality
prayer.
Of people
yeah.
that
yeah,
are helping at the cross.
Yeah, we needed somebody like Jeff, and poof, Jeff shows up.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our Visitor's Comment this week.
Hi, I promised you I'd be back, and here I am with more great quotes. The first one is from Guy Overby in Kerrville, Texas. And he says, "You're doing a great job. Praise the Lord. Brother, we are in exciting days." The next one happens to be a very special person named Carol Eddins, who happens to be Max's sister. And she's in Beaumont, Texas, and this is what she told us. "Congratulations on the dedications. I talked with Uncle Don, and he said it was beautiful and a God-filled occasion. I know how hard and how long you have worked for this day. Very proud of your conviction and determination to see it to the end. It will continue on forever to bless many people." And the next one is from Barbara Sullivan from Kerrville, Texas. "Thank you, Father. What a joy to spend this momentous day with brothers and sisters celebrating with Max and Sherry, being led in prayers of repentance for ourselves and our country. Hearing the blasts of the shofars, being part of the baptisms, and celebrating the Jewish New Year with Rabbi Weiss and others. Being part of the kingdom of God is marvelous work. God provided in every instance." And thank you, Barbara, for sharing that one with us. Okay, let's see. This next quote comes in from a 35-year-old man who remains anonymous. It is his prophetic vision on the day of dedication. And here is what he says. "Two angels assigned to this place, 15 feet tall, each one. One on the right as you come up the hill, and one on the left. They are standing on top of the front corners. One on the left is the commander, high rank, bronze breastplate, arm and leg armor. Wings, feathers of different colors tell of his rank. The other angel is on the right and is a musician, plays instruments continually. It is clothed in light and gold. They both always are here. They wait on our words to direct them so they can direct other angels to carry out our words. Yeah. And that's all for today. Thank you.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks, this is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.